This recording, Kentucky 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When my uncle still lived in my hometown of Marion, Kentucky, why, he was had a neighbor that was going with a fella that her parents didn't like. So they wanted to get married. And Wid wasn't allowed to be at the Bracy farm, so he asked my Uncle Lacey, which is Rena's father, to go get Abby and bring her to where they could go to Elizabethtown, Illinois, to get married. And after they got married, he still wasn't allowed to come to the Bracy home. And a few years after that, Abby's father becomes sick, and Wilford was working for my grandfather, shucking corn, and Abby went down and said to my grandfather, Jack Thomas, said, Dad said Wid could come home. The reason was because they needed somebody to shuck corn, and that was a way to get the corn out. And Mr. Bracy was... also, that was a way to get the daughter's husband back in the family again. We have two sons, and they're always wanting to do something to put their mother and daddy in the bright lights. And we were going, our 40th wedding anniversary, we were going to go to the Kentucky Lake, and our two sons, and one of them is married, and his wife, to stay all night and eat. And we had one of our best friends had lost one of their parents. So we went the opposite way to get to the Kentucky Lake, just to the wake. And after that was over, we came back and stopped in our hometown to see an art exhibit, not knowing that the art exhibit wasn't even going on. But we were told by our two sons that it was. And when we got there at Foes Hall, there was 125 of our friends were there for our 40th wedding anniversary. And after the being shocked so much, we enjoyed all the rest of the activities.